Okay, good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chaf Beis, Halacha Tes, Chapter 22, Halacha Number 9, in the Maznaim Texas, page 178 and 179. Okay, we're continuing to discuss different methods of heating up objects, which is permitted or not permitted. So in Halacha Tes, he says, Mutar lohachem bachama. You're allowed to heat something by the heat of the sun. Okay, in other words, we'll see, he's going to explain. Afal pisha osr lohachem betoldeis chama. You know, it's prohibited to warm up something that is a derivative of the sun, which we'll all explain. She'ena balitos mechama lo'ur. Because you won't make a mistake between sunlight and fire. Now, it's all very, saying rules, but let's get it to practicalities. Lefikach, therefore, what are you allowed to do and what aren't you allowed to do? Mutar litein mayim tsoinin bashemesh kidei sheyechamu. You can take cold water, leave it out in the Sahara Desert, the blazing sun, and that water will boil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Boil?
Whatever. It'll get hot. Okay? You can cook an egg. You can just put it, you can take an egg, crack it on the sidewalk, and watch it cook. You may do that. Why? Why don't make a decree? Lest you'll make a fire. Because that's so different. You're not going to make that mistake. The sun, you're doing absolutely nothing. You're just leaving it out there. You're not going to make the mistake. So, well, I guess get a fry pan, make a fire, this
There's
and
no
that.
There's no buttons to adjust it.
Right? It's too far.
But isn't the sidewalk indirect? You're heating it on the... It doesn't cook by the sun.
It's cooking by the sidewalk.
Is hot.
You think...
Yeah, but there's no fire. I mean, the whole idea was...
But you haven't made any fire.
The source of heat is...
There's no fire at all. The heat is the sun. Now, as opposed to, if you recall, way back in the ninth chapter, Halacha Gimel, for example, if you, let's say you took a garment or cloth that was sitting in the sun and it's really hot, and now you put an egg inside the garment, and the garment cooks the egg.
No, that's not allowed.
That's not allowed. In other words, a derivative of the sunlight, because that garment is like an item that's giving off heat. In other words, that we'd make a mistake.
Yeah, it's not the same as the sidewalk.
How different is the sandwiches, the shlomo's?
No,
I don't think it cooks with the sidewalk. I think it cooks with the heat.
Well, we're talking about it's the heat that's penetrating onto the into the
egg.
Is it
egg. The bottom or the top of the egg
Again,
that gets cooked?
The sidewalk is not something you carry. A coat, you took a coat, and you took a coat that's hot, and now you put the egg in the coat, so you're engaging an object that is making it hot. You see the difference?
It's like an insulator. While
if it's just the sun, I put an egg on the street. It's on the street. It's not like I picked up the street.
It's like you can put a frying pan.
But that's what I was going to ask. Are you allowed to put a frying pan on the sidewalk and put the egg in the frying pan?
You're only doing that. It's not that the frying... It's like, really, you're just doing that so the egg doesn't get dirty.
Yeah, you are allowed to do that, too.
You know, that's not the problem. But if you've taken an item that item is hot itself, you took a garment. The garment got heated by the sun. I'm taking that garment and I'm using that garment is what's heating up the thing. Right. That is more akin to an oven, exactly like an oven. Here, the skillet, you know, the fact is the sun is going down on the egg. You can't put the egg in the middle of the air. The egg's got to sit on something.
Right.
You know, I'm going to throw the egg up in the air, and by the time it comes down, it gets cooked.
Wow.
You know, it's got to be on something.
But not to pursue this too far, but I'm just, if the skillet had been sitting on the sidewalk half a day and then you put the egg in it.
Doesn't matter.
Then it would be heated.
No, if I took
the
skillet out from under the sun, if I took it away from the sun to the side, then you couldn't do that.
Yeah. Okay. As long as it's outside in the sun. Now, if I took a stone, let's say a black stone I had outside all day, it's really hot, and I took it inside and put it in a pot of water to take the chill out of the water, that you couldn't do.
But as long as it stays outside, even though it's cooking from the heated rock that's been there all day.
But it's really from the sun. It's the sun that's cooking it.
All right. I think we'll accept this.
What about focusing a magnifying glass?
No, that's not
God's
word. Piskei Tshuva speaks about that, and he says
that's already using an item, and you're taking the sun and you're...
Magnifying the heat.
No, but you could have a lens set up. You don't touch it. You could have it all set up.
Right. Still, you can't do it.
Okay, so now we got that clear for all the Boy Scouts out there. So now, let's continue. V'chein noistin mayim yofim l'toch mayim roim b'shvil shi'itzananu. You could take a flask of nice water, but it's not particularly cold, and you could put that, let's say, a bottle of regular, let's say have a water bottle. The water bottle's
a beer.
A beer, say a beer, but he says water, so.
Okay,
a beer, you could take a beer, a warm beer, and what you do is you put it in a pool of very cold water, but yachi water. But since it's in the object, the bottle is not going to make the water or the beer yachi, but it's going to cool it off. You're allowed to do that. Now, the commentaries ask, why is the Rambam saying such an obvious halacha? Well, really, what the Rambam is doing, it is quoting a Mishnah. And the Gemara over there asks, well, isn't that obvious? So it says, well, they mentioned that halacha for another halacha afterwards. Okay, so when you're doing Mishnahs and Gemara, that's okay. When the Rambam is quoting you halachas, so in other words, you're saying an obvious thing because there's another halacha in the Gemara there. So the commentators have a little trouble. There's no real chiddush here in this halacha. So this one line, they're troubled with what is the insight. Of course, you're cooling it down. Why can't you cool something down? There's
doesn't have
there.
To be yachi water, does it?
No, he's just making the point that, you know, it could be nice water too, but, you know, I guess the yachier water is the cooler water. You know, just saying you have a pile of cool water and it's yachi, so now you want to just put the thing, you could do that. Okay, so there's no chiddush there. But
why is this similar? Like, it doesn't seem at all similar to heating.
The opposite, that's all.
Well, it's just the reverse. In other words, let's think of what's going on over here. You took the sunlight, and you've made something get hot through the sunlight, so I'm making something cold through the water. So similarly, I can change its temperature without being concerned.
I guess I would have thought similarly would be, it's cold outside and you take something hot and you take it outside to cool down. And it's cooling from the air outside, as opposed to because you can't.
This problem is a problem.
You couldn't put a cold bottle of water into a hot pool of water, could you?
Outside? Not if it's going to cook it up.
Not if it's going to heat it up.
So,
right?
Okay.
So it's not similar.
Yeah, yesterday with the baby bottle.
This isn't similar. That would be the
here. You're just cooling it off. It's the opposite. You're right. It's a problematic Rambam. Yeah. I'm not going to defend it.
It's sort of similar. But if you took the other side of the similar, it wouldn't work.
Okay, right. Now the next halacha, a little bit more of an insight. V'nosnin tam. I'm glad he doesn't audit my books. V'nosnin tam shel l'toch habor b'shvil shehei shamur. You can take a cooked item and put it inside a pit, so it should be guarded. And it shouldn't or it shouldn't spoil. In other words, let's say it's a hot day. If you leave it out in the sun, it will spoil. You put it into a pit, the pit doesn't get any sunlight, it will stay cool. It'll be okay. Now, what would be the possible concern? Well, if I'm putting it into a hole, maybe I'll start dig a little more of the holes over there. Once I'm going into a hole, I might be digging around. Maybe we'd rabbinically decree it. So there's a chiddush over there. But for other cases before, it's...
We're not worried about that.
That's fine. You could do that.
If they had done that, then would a frida be a problem?
What?
If they had said rabbinically you can't do that, then you couldn't put something hot into the fridge.
Well, no. The rabbinic problem is you might dig holes.
So many other extensions or extrapolations.
But that's going to happen when you put it in the fridge. It's a totally too different from that to extrapolate that far. Okay, Yud. Now let's get to something a little bit more relevant in halacha. Okay, we're now going to discuss issues that are derivatives of either tanning or salting. That's part of the tanning process, and we'll see. There's two issues; they're very related. The tanning issue, and we're going to see pickling. And there's an interesting idea in halacha. I may as well tell it to you in advance to understand. There's a concept in Yoredeya, we're talking about kashrus, that is a concept called kavush kimavushal, which means pickling has a status like cooking. For example, if you would leave milk in a fleishik pot for 24 hours, so that's leaving liquid out, that's a beginning of a pickling process.
No heat.
Even without any heat. So there's all kinds of details. I don't want to get into all the details in your day. We're not learning it now. But there are certain aspects that if you let something sit, you let a liquid sit for 24 hours, it has in halacha, in terms of kashrus, it's like if we cook, just like if I cook milk in a fleishig pot, and like the fleishig pot trade, if I leave milk in a pot for 24 hours, that's called kovush, pickling.
You can't leave maror soaking before the Seder.
Maror soaking too long, because that would be pickled maror, yeah. Which would be kosher. But it's because you can't use cooked maror, for example.
Yeah, right. Cooked would be
so what's wrong with the processed maror that we have nowadays? You can't use processed maror for the Seder.
It's vacuum.
Because it's sitting in vinegar.
Right.
And that's considered cooked. Once it's sitting in a liquid for 24 hours, it's called cooked. You can't use cooked maror at the Seder.
Right.
It's halachically considered cooked. Where somehow the taste of the item seeps in if it sits in for 24 hours. So the rabbis now make a little bit of a jump. Now, it really isn't cooking in the conventional sense of cooking. I mean to say, it hasn't raised the degree of temperature any. That's not. But it's like cooking insofar as that we say that the taste absorbs.
It also changes the texture of what it is.
Okay, maybe change. Maybe
like
change.
A pickle that's been in vinegar
maybe
for a couple of
the
days.
Texture
it's totally
too.
Different.
Okay, good.
If you're sitting, if horseradish sits in water for a day, it doesn't taste.
It's changed.
It's changed.
I don't think the taste.
You look at
what's the problem with cooking on Shabbos? Cooking. What's the definition of cooking on Shabbos? When you're changing the structure of the food. You had a hard piece of meat. Now it's a soft piece of meat. It's through the vehicle of heating. When you change the structure of food through heating, that's the malach of cooking. So now we have we're converging a yoredeya kashrus concept with a hilchas Shabbos cooking concept. You see where we're making a little leap over here,
right.
And we're saying, well, we're talking about kashrus. If I pickle something, if I put a fleishik pickle, okay, whatever, I pickle meat. Okay, I'm going to pickle meat in a milchik pot.
Yeah.
Okay, that will make the milchik pot treif.
Yeah.
Why? Because the rule is kovush, pickling, is kimavushal. It's like cooking in regard to kashrus. So now, what the Rambam is going to show us is, so if that's the case, so if I pickle certain items on Shabbos, it is kimavushal. It's like cooking.
Yeah.
Even though it's not really cooking.
It is.
And biblically, you have not transgressed Shabbos.
But rabbinically,
it already is called cooking. So since it's already called cooking, we rabbinically will prohibit any of this pickling processes that goes on. So there's two issues that are very similarly related. There's tanning. Tanning requires salting the leather, the hide, to soften it up. And then, very similar is pickling. You put a lot of salty liquid or something in salt. It's pickling it, a brine, whatever. So now we're going to discuss also the issues which we'll get to when we finish this halacha. Then we'll go inside the halachas here and see if what you are not allowed to salt for your meals. It's going to come. That's all going to come related. Can you salt your tomatoes or things that on Shabbos? That's a whole area that you thought was so benign, isn't.
No.
So first let's do the Rambam and then we'll do the house. But let's first...
Question on the conceptual, though.
Yes, sir.
We said this has to sit for 24 hours for it to be a problem. If you pickle for an hour on Shabbos, is that a problem?
Oh, so now, but it looks like you're pickling.
It's the same thing.
But we had the whole issue with shoelaces that we said if it's going to be...
So that's a different type of malacha, has different... rules.
Yeah.
That is a tali in it being a davar shel kayama. It's maintaining and staying.
Existing.
That's what tying. Tying has certain rules. Pickling has different rules. So it looks like it's pickling. It's all derabbanan here. So since derabbanan doesn't have, but it looks like the guy's pickling.
Yeah. Right.
So if the guy's pickling, then he might really pickle it. And then
you gotta, but you know, the process before Shabbos, it's okay.
So okay, that's a different thing. Okay. So anyway, let's take a look.
It's not pickling. The Shabbos, we're saying,
it looks like pickling, therefore it would be like, it's like, just like if you start to have something sit under something before it gets to be yatsa lettuce, but we don't let you do it. Even though I was going to
take it off anyway.
But if I let the stuff sit in the pickle juice for 24 hours, I'd be pickling it.
Right.
So the same thing. So let's see how the Rambam words this all for us, and then we'll go into the halachas, and then you get a break for a week, guys. Me'orev odom ma'im v'melech v'shemen. A person can make a mixture of water, salt, and oil. Sounds like a salad dressing, eh?
Sounds like it.
V'tov el bo pito. And you can dip your bread into that. Onos no letoch tafshol. You can put it into a cooked dish. You may do that. That is no issue of pickling yet. But, wait, there is a problem, but you'll see when it's okay. The only time you can do this is, for who? That's when? She asked about when we do a little bit. Because a little bit, does people don't pickle little bits. But if you do it to a lot of food or a lot of water and that, then also you can't do that. Because it appears, it looks like you're doing an activity of the activity of cooking, which is that pickling, which is like cooking, as he's going to get to shortly. You don't make very strong salt water. And how strong is it? Because salt water is definitely used for pickling processes. What is that? Vehem shnei shileishe melech ushlishmaim. It's a ratio of 2/3 salt to 1/3 water. Whoa. That is a very salty thing. Because that looks like you're making fish brine. And that is something that is in the pickling world, which you cannot use. Now, as well, one second, let's make sure I got the right piece over here. No, that's the next piece. Okay, I gotta hang on there. Yeah, umutar limloch beitza, you may salt an egg. Okay, one second. Why do I got, okay, that was, okay. Right, because with fish, back to the fish brine, because when fish that are soaked in salt, that's how they typically pickle the fishes. Yeah. So therefore, you can't make that water. So even though you're not putting a fish in it, you're not putting a fish in it, just making that salt water, everyone's saying, oh, I guess it's going to toss a fish in there next. So that's the whole pickling process. Now, umutar limloch beitza, now you may salt an egg, because no people don't generally pickle eggs. So you don't have to worry about that. Avol tznon, but a radish, ukayoytzeba, or things similar to a radish. Okay, osir why? Mipnei shenir kakovish kvashim b'shabbos. It's like, it looks like you're pickling pickled items on Shabbos, because I guess radishes in their days were pickled. I guess they pickled radishes.
They had lots of them.
V'hakovish osir. And why is pickling not allowed? Mipnei shehu kim mevashel. It is considered like bishol in Yoredeya jargon, so therefore we apply it to Shabbos jargon as well. Now, for the truth of the matter, it's not just a radish, but any vegetable that the salt softens it or makes it less bitter, and they bring down the way of runs. That includes onions, cucumbers, and most vegetables used for salads. So we're going to have to learn, and what are we going to do about our poor salads? We'll have to see. Okay, now one last thing. And you may dip a radish or things like that into salt and eat. That's a different process. That's not pickling, just dipping into salt. An individual one, that is okay. So, I didn't have my other book handy, so I just used this one that was over here, and it's also very fine. And let's go through the accepted halacha regarding the salting of vegetables. There's major problems. You just cannot salt a vegetable and let the salt sit on that and soften up that thing and bring the juice or whatever, it becomes liquidy on Shabbos. Yeah. You cannot do that on Shabbos, depending on which ones look like the pickling process, which one doesn't. You have to be kind of careful what you salt, as we will see. So now he gives a whole list of interesting halachas. For example, what about if you're going to salt one single vegetable? Okay? So you can't even salt one single vegetable if the purpose is to allow it to stand and to sweat out its moisture, because that resembles the tanning/pickling process. Number one. Now, it's also, and that's if you're letting it sit for a while. Now, number two, you're not allowed to sprinkle salt on a plate of vegetables, even if you eat them right away, because generally pickling is when you salt a lot of items at one time. Even though you're not going to let it sit for a long time, but you're doing the activity of what the pickle, if you would let it sit for a day or two, that would be pickling it, so you're going to salt all over the plate like that.
No. Salad, you can't salt.
You cannot do. We'll see about salads. Now, what if you got a bunch of items on the plate and you just want to salt one item on the plate? and want to eat it right away. We don't allow that. Why? Because it's very unlikely that some salt will not get on the other vegetables and leave sprinkling multiple vegetables. On the other hand, if you dip a single vegetable into salt with the intention of eating it right away, that's allowed, because that simple act does not resemble any kind of pickling.
Dipped radish.
Right. Now, sprinkling salt on one item specifically, let's take a single vegetable in your hand, and it's not next to another vegetable.
Well, it's not wet.
Right? So now, salting a single solitary vegetable for immediate consumption does not resemble pickling or tanning in any way at all.
So if it's on your fork, you're okay.
So now, according to some poskim, they say you can salt several separate vegetables on a plate by dipping each one individually into the salt with the intention of eating them at that sitting. Okay, you have a bunch of salt and you dip a whole bunch of them, right? Because that doesn't resemble the pickling process where normally it's done when you're salting it on a whole bunch on a large scale. So according to this, you're dipping the vegetables singly into the salt is allowed, even though some of the vegetables on the plate may begin to sweat and release some of the moisture, but it doesn't apply because it's really a minor sweating and it's only meant to spice the vegetables and you're doing it in a different way. So that's according to some positions. But the minhag is not according to this. Yeah. And therefore the minhag is you don't dip vegetables one after another into the salt on Shabbos, even with the intention of eating them all at one meal. If you desire salt on a vegetable, you can dip it into salt and eat that one right away or sprinkle on that one right away. Now, making a cucumber salad on Shabbos.
Ooh, no, it's a tricky thing.
So he says not allowed to salt slices of cucumber and allow them to cure in the salt prior to adding the vinegar or other ingredients, if that's how you make cucumber salad. That's full-fledged transgression of the rabbinic law of salting vegetables. Now, you could add the salt right after the vinegar, though. I guess if you put it in vinegar,
yeah,
and then you put the salt, that's not... I'm not an expert in pickling.
It sounds...
But he's saying that that's...
Yeah, but why isn't vinegar a problem also? Vinegar could be part of the pickling process.
I don't know. I'm not an expert in that. Now... Very interesting. This whole issue only applies to salt and not to other spices.
Yes.
Doesn't apply to pepper, paprika, onion powder. Salt is forbidden because the effect that it has on hides, because in the tanning process and things like that. So, which is not the case with other spices. Now, he says not all vegetables are subject to this prohibition of salting on Shabbos. Only vegetables that are suitable for pickling are prohibited. So he shows you four conditions which salting vegetables will be allowed. If you have any one of these four conditions, you're okay. So number one, if the vegetable is not usually pickled in its present form, you normally don't pickle it. It's not going to be prohibited. So vegetables that are never sprinkled, are never preserved while in a specific form could be salted because that's a non-pickling item. So, for example, you can salt sliced tomatoes because slices of tomatoes are not suitable for pickling. You don't pickle slices.
Right, you do the whole tomato.
Right? You can also put salt on peeled cucumbers or gherkins because these vegetables are usually pickled only in their peels. Only when they're in their peels. If you take the peel off, you're good. But a whole tomato, like a cherry tomato, cannot be salted because they're often pickled. Now, again, you could pickle one and eat it straight. But if you have a whole bunch of salted. But if you have a whole bunch of cherry tomatoes, you just...
A plate.
Go like that. You can't do that.
So pickled peppers.
I guess if that's... Normally gets pickled.
You're
right. So you have to know what are those items that are usually pickled.
You peel the cucumbers and cut the tomatoes, put them in a salad. Lettuce is not a problem, right? So you can put salt on the salad.
If these are items that are not...
Well, we said sliced tomatoes and sliced cucumbers that are peeled are not pickled.
Right.
So that would be allowed to salt.
So that saves you over here.
Yes. Right. Definitely.
So the salad is fine.
That kind of salad.
Yeah.
If
right.
You put some whole radishes in there or something.
But I guess gherkins...
What's a gherkin?
Those little mini pickles.
Those little pickles. That's a little weird.
Okay.
Yeah. I call them
what's the salt? Is there a dressing?
Well, they have a name.
Oh, so we're going to talk about that in a minute. So that's the fourth condition. So now Leminig is also refraining from salting vegetables that are suitable for pickling even a few at a time. Right? But an individual one we said in your hand, that's okay. Okay, that's all right. So you could salt a gherkin or a whole tomato in your hand while eating it because that doesn't resemble pickling at all. You could take a bite and put a little more salt and take another bite. That's okay. Now, if the food is cooked prior to eating, no problem putting salt there because nobody pickles cooked foods. That's not an issue.
You can salt cooked eggs
or meat for the Shabbos meals. You can salt eggs or potatoes in which cooked or fried onions have been mixed. It's the same thing over there. But you can't salt meats, eggs, or vegetables if you plan on using them much, much later, let's say after Shabbos, because that's already, you're leaving it for a long time. And now finally, the most important one is you're permitted to salt if other ingredients are added and it compromises the effect of the salt and renders it unsuitable for pickling purposes. So now you got to salt and you're dressing the salt, right? So dressing the salad, rather, that's not a problem.
So if you use like soy sauce or something like that,
that's not, you're not pickling. That's not a pickling type of thing. So where does it really come out as a practical halacha?
Raw vegetables.
If you had raw vegetables that are normally pickled, right? Let's say whole tomatoes, whole cucumbers.
Yep.
Whole gherkins.
Cherry tomatoes.
What else gets pickled? I don't know what gets
cherry
pickled.
Cherry tomatoes.
Olives are already cooked, I guess.
I never pickled
onions.
Pickled onions. Peppers.
So little onions.
Peppers. You pickle peppers.
Little onions, those tiny
okay.
onions.
Okay, so any of those, you got a whole bunch of them. But if they're cut up, then be all right.
Yeah, that would be fine. You don't
so
pickle
I don't
cut
up. I don't know how often you have salads like that.
You pickle cut up peppers, don't you?
No, usually.
Yeah, that's in the jars.
In the jar. They cut up.
In the jar. Maybe they cut it up after it's pickled.
But they're whole. They're whole peppers.
I think they pickle it first.
The strips.
Maybe cut it after.
I think cherry tomatoes is probably the best example.
What exists.
Cherry tomatoes or what do you call it? Sliced cucumber with the peel.
I thought you said slice would be okay. How about pickles?
A whole small cucumber. I don't feel like you use that in the salad. A whole small cucumber.
No, nobody uses that. Everybody peels it.
So the only ones we really have then are so let's say you had a salad
cherry
with a whole thing and a whole cherry tomato.
Cherry tomatoes
are be salting the whole thing. That would be
that
a problem.
You have to cut those cherry tomatoes in half.
Or don't salt them. Don't salt.
It's not good for you.
Why do you salt your salad? Who would salt it before Shabbos?
There's some guys who want to, Martin. I'm sorry. Okay, last thing. Last thing. Back to the salt solution. Right? So therefore, the rabbis don't allow us to prepare a large volume of salt solution, whether it's water, wine, or vinegar. Right? According to many poskins, it's prohibited, even if it's not for pickling purposes.
So then what are you dipping into? You said you can take the radish and dip it into salt water.
No, into salt. They didn't say salt water.
You can't dip it into salt water?
Well, the problem is making the salt water. So we have a problem making the salt water. So now, but that's only if you're doing a large amount, because you need a large amount to do the pickling process. But if you're doing a small volume of salt water, that's allowed, because that doesn't have...
What's the dividing point?
Doesn't say. But it's not done in small volumes. So, but even if you're doing it then, the solution should be less than a 2-to-1 ratio of salt to water, because a stronger measure, even for a small amount, would not be allowed. And even if it's done, you have to do it right away. So now where's the relevance? The only time it's relevant is at the Seder table, where you should prepare the salt water beforehand. If the salt water was not prepared before Yontif, and you make it on a Yontif, you can only make it for one meal, because it's for that meal directly, and the solution should be less than 2 parts salt to 1 part water, which I would hope people don't do it stronger than that.
Are you allowed to pickle on Yontif? It's not Shabbos? Can you not pickle on?
No, Yontif's the same problem. You can't pickle on Yontif.
But you can cook on Yontif.
100% you can cook.
But then it's also related to tanning. But some of this is tanning issues too. Making the water, it could be the tanning issue too. So it could be there. Okay, it's exactly 29 minutes and 25 seconds. It's a good place to stop.
Is
a minion?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.